It is always nice to know that someone is thinking about you. You might receive a text that says, "just thinking about you," or a card. And it's guaranteed that if you are in a relationship, your partner is going to think about you daily. And when you are dating someone, they're also likely to think about you daily too. So how do you actually get someone to think about you non-stop? Well, when it comes to getting someone to think about you, it's not about tricking them into doing it. It's about using the time that you have together to get them to think about you when you guys are apart. So I'm going to share with you some ways that you can make someone think about you non-stop. From making sure they are always laughing when they are around you, to doing something thoughtful. So this video will ensure that your lady is non-stop thinking about you. Like and subscribe and don't move. This is my favourite tip, and that is chat to a mutual friend about them. This point does only apply if you do share a mutual friend. There is normally always someone we know though through someone else, especially if you are from the same area. So if you don't currently share a mutual friend, find one and start that groundwork there before moving on to the next part that I'm about to tell you. So let's say you do have a shared mutual friend. Well, now you can ask them out for coffee or to an exercise class or just out for a drink. Then start talking to the mutual friend about them and say something like, "Oh, I'm not sure if she likes me or not." And then they would either give you an answer by saying, "Yeah, she does," or the "no," and probably laugh about it. Don't make the whole conversation about her, but drop it in every so often. And this mutual friend will go back to her and mention that she saw you. They will also most likely tell her the whole conversation, especially if the mutual friend is a girl. So make sure to watch what you say, obviously. Knowing that she is on your mind will get her to think about you non-stop. So always finish that conversation on a positive note. While it is true we are more likely to actually remember a negative conversation as opposed to a positive conversation, it's very important to end it very high and positive so that the lady hears nice things about you. And after you have had this conversation, you should just give her some space to breathe, and she's going to think about what you said about her over and over again. She will replay in her mind how lovely that conversation was and how much of a positive, lovely person you are. And she will come back to you and might ask you out on a date because, well, she will want to have another positive conversation with you. This just ensures that she had a great time with you, that she will think about this wonderful time and want to do it again. Make sure they laugh even when you are apart. Laughing, it is the key to our happiness. It lights us up and makes us feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside. And we like people that can make us laugh. It really is that simple. Making her laugh when you see her in person is important, but you should also make her laugh when you guys are apart. This could be on WhatsApp, on Instagram, on Messenger, or maybe just the memory of something funny you said will stay in the forefront of her mind. Hide secret notes for her to find. This really is a cute one. I was watching a TV show recently where someone was on a first date with someone and they left a note on their fridge that said, "I had a great time, thank you." And it made the girl feel so special, and you could visibly see she instantly liked the guy more. So a small handwritten note is such a small act, but it really does go a long way. If you are over at her house and she's making you dinner, you could easily leave a note on the fridge or even on the bedside table. All you need to say is that you had a great time and you can't wait to see her again. And she will keep that note there and look at it all of the time thinking about you. Do something thoughtful. Everyone loves it when someone does something nice for them. They remember nice gestures and think about them often. It does not need to be an expensive gesture, just something thoughtful. You could leave fresh flowers in her room as you leave in the morning, or you could surprise her with a date on the beach, or just buy her a comic book if you both like the same animations. These small gestures make a huge difference. Here's an example. Let's say you guys are sat drinking coffee together in the staff room and she says to you, "I should really stop having as many sugars in my coffee. Maybe I'll try that fake sugar Splenda stuff on Monday morning." And then when Monday morning arrives and she comes to work and on her desk or in her locker, there is a small sachet of the fake Splenda sugar, she will immediately know it's from you and she will be thinking about you all day. Use scent to unlock memories. We tie a lot of our memories to scent and the way that someone smells, which is why it's important that you have a nice cologne that you like to wear around her. If she's staying at your house, you can spray some of your cologne on her coat so that when she goes home and takes her coat off, she's reminded of you and how amazing you smell. And it will make her think about you more as she gets those random waves of your scent in her own environment. Pick a song that reminds you of the person that you are seeing, and then when you are together, play it for them and add it to their playlist. They are going to listen to it when they are at work, whilst they're out jogging, when they're relaxing at home. That song will always remind them of you. So make sure you do pick something that is currently popular so that when they are out and about, it is literally being played around them all the time. And this will help them think about you non-stop because, well, that song will be everywhere. Use the power of social media, but do it for good. So you can like her posts on Instagram, you can comment something sweet and show off your own life with fun posts and stories. And she will notice you doing this and will keep refreshing the page until she sees new content from you. She will want to know what you are up to and who you are up to with. Don't overdo it, but use it for good and she'll be non-stop thinking about you. Always be your unique self. If you've not heard this already today, you are awesome. Being your unique self is important when trying to get someone to think about you all the time. They don't want a fake version of you, they want the real you. So let them get to know all of your quirks and understand you a little bit better. Open yourself up to them and they will think about you non-stop because, well, why wouldn't they? Don't be too clingy. Finally, we have spoken a lot about getting their attention, but it's also important that you are not clingy in the process. Clinginess will put anyone off. They don't want to see you if you're too clingy and needy. If you are always around someone or trying to contact them, and it does the opposite to what you really want, which is obviously non-stop thinking about how amazing you are. So take a step back from her and give her time to think about you. Have fun with them. We all remember the very best moments of our lives and sadly the very worst. The times when we are laughing so much we forget that we are smiling from ear to ear. And we normally do these things when we are having fun. So make sure that when you do spend time with her, you are both having fun. Plan fun dates, make her laugh, and don't put too much pressure on the situation. Everything will work out just as it is supposed to. Like many of the other ways we've talked about today, she will think about how much fun she has had with you non-stop, and then she will be like, I want to keep hanging out with this person. He is so fun and awesome. And yeah, she's going to keep hitting you up and thinking about you non-stop. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.